The borough charter gives the assembly until next January to decide on continuing elected groups like the Public Safety, Parks and Recreation, Library, Harbor, and Utility Advisory Boards, along with some appointed bodies like the Transient Room Tax and Motor Pool Committees. Some of these have gone months without meetings or long spells without filling vacant seats. Others have seen contested races in recent elections and are active monthly and make frequent recommendations to the assembly. Assembly member John Hoag said he asked to table the issue when it came up last spring.
Because I thought if we were going to look at this, we should look at it one board at a time, let the department heads come in, give us a chance to look at, I would suggest, 6 months of minutes from some of these committees and make a decision committee by committee as opposed to doing an up and down in mass.
Hoag noted the difficulty in getting people to serve on the elected boards, which may be more difficult with financial disclosure requirements now in place for elected board members in the new borough. Before it became a borough, the city council for Petersburg looked into changing the groups from elected to appointed positions several times over the past two decades, but backed down over objections from the public. This year, borough staff surveyed members of the advisory boards about continuing. They all said they wanted to keep going, and Assemblymember John Haverlick argued for the advisory groups to continue.
The more public input we have, the better off we are. And I, except for the finance committee that we've already talked about, I would be very comfortable with just keeping all these boards. They've all said they want to stay, and I would welcome more participation than less.
Haverlick moved to keep all the advisory boards on, but Hoag argued against a blanket continuance and singled out several of the groups.
I mean, having a motor pool board is doing a function that should be done by the department heads and the city manager. I mean, the utility board, how much does it really do today? How much does it function?
Ultimately, Haverlick joined Hoag, along with Cindy Logadakis, Sue Flint, and Mayor Mark Jensen, in voting down that continuance. Nancy Strand and Kurt Wallhuter were the only yes votes. Instead, the assembly will look at the advisory boards, one or two at a time. However, some of the groups probably won't have to go through the review process. Assembly members discussed continuing the Planning Commission, Harbor Advisory Board, Transient Room Tax Committee, and the Library Board. The advisory boards for Public Safety, Utilities, and Parks and Recreation will be up for review, along with the Motor Pool Committee, at a future assembly meeting starting up as soon as next month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.